The Food and Drug Administration is trying to decide whether to approve the first gene therapy for the most common form of muscular dystrophy. That's generating excitement among parents of children stricken by the devastating muscle disease. But it's also raising concerns about how the FDA is evaluating the treatment. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports.
Susan Finazzo and her husband noticed their older son, Chase, was pretty clumsy when he was just a few years old, but they didn't think it was anything serious.
Like, he would fall a lot. Not like a lot, but like he had trouble climbing playground equipment. He fell down the stairs at his preschool a couple of times.
Chase's little brother, Dylan, was more agile, but started walking a little late.
We're not thinking anything of it. He's just got some weak ankles. He's got some little orthotics for toddlers, and we're just kind of going through the motions. He sees an orthopedic surgeon, like, we've got PT, we're all over it.
So they were stunned when doctors told them both boys had Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most common neuromuscular disorder in children. It almost exclusively affects boys, destroying their muscles. Most end up in wheelchairs before they become teenagers. Eventually, their hearts and lungs give out. Most die in their 30s and 40s. It's incurable.
It's absolutely devastating. You end up going through a mourning process. You're mourning the loss of the life that your child should have had. You sit there and you wonder, is my child ever going to, are they going to be able to go to college? Are they going to live that long? Are they going to be able to fall in love, have children of their own? You thought you were going to have soccer practices, and now you're wondering, how much time do I have with them?
Finazzo and her husband, who live in Miami, eventually volunteered Chase, who's now 8, and Dylan, who's now 5, for a study testing an experimental gene therapy for Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
I'm just so excited that we even got the opportunity to take part in this. This is a really amazing opportunity.
The gene therapy works by giving one infusion of trillions of harmless viruses that have been genetically modified to ferry a gene to kids' muscles. The gene produces a miniature version of a protein boys with muscular dystrophy are missing, known as dystrophin. The hope is this microdystrophin will slow the progression of the disease.
I hope that this can extend their lives a little bit. I mean, at the end of the day, as a Duchenne parent, you don't even care about the wheelchair anymore. You don't care about the not walking. I just want them to be alive longer. I want them to be alive long enough to enjoy what life is.
But Sarepta, the company that developed the treatment, wants the FDA to approve the gene therapy largely based on how much microdystrophin it produces in patients' muscles. Through a program that lets the FDA accelerate their approval of new treatments before conclusive evidence is available that it's actually helping patients. Douglas Ingram is Sarepta's CEO.
We're dealing with a very serious rare disease, a deadly disease. Every day matters to these patients. We have, at least from our perspective, a perfect opportunity to use the accelerated approval pathway.
But this accelerated approval pathway is controversial because some companies fail to follow through on their promises to confirm their treatments work, and some treatments have been later withdrawn after turning out to be useless. Sarepta's gene therapy for Duchenne muscular dystrophy would be the first gene therapy approved this way. Dr. Reshma Ramachandran studies drug approvals at the Yale School of Medicine. She says Sarepta has already failed to complete the required follow-up studies for 3 drugs for muscular dystrophy.
We're still left uncertain whether or not these very expensive treatments actually yield a meaningful clinical benefit, or if we're just simply still guessing. This question's been looming since 2016. Is dystrophin an appropriate proxy measure for clinical benefit for Duchenne's muscular dystrophy? That's still a looming question, and the fact that it's, 7 years later and we still don't have an answer is a bit appalling.
If it turns out not to help, Ramachandran worries the approval could discourage the development of other treatments that could work and preclude patients from being eligible for those therapies. Dr. Glenn Knuckles at the National Institutes of Health wouldn't comment directly on Sarepta's request, but also has questions.
There's certainly data to suggest that you start making dystrophin, it's going to result in regeneration of the tissue and increased strength. But I think the relationship of what exact level is needed, we'd probably like to have some more data on that.
But Douglas Ingram from Sarepta says children with Duchenne muscular dystrophy can't afford to wait.
We could wait. During that period of waiting, some 600 to 800 kids will die. Some 600 to 800 kids will be consigned to a power wheelchair for the rest of their lives. 600 to 800 kids will be consigned to permanent ventilation. All of these kids will be irreparably damaged in ways that we won't be able to reverse.
And the company says it has preliminary data indicating the treatment is helping kids. The company's request has won support from groups like the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Deborah Miller heads Cure Duchenne, another group that helped fund Sarepta.
We believe that it is slowing the disease and hopefully stabilizing these patients. A lot's going to depend, I think, upon the age at which they're dosed. But we have high hopes that at least for many years, we'll be able to arrest the downward progression of this disease through gene therapy.
Susan Finazzo just hopes it'll help her sons and other boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Birthdays are especially hard because they're bittersweet. You're so happy, but then you're also knowing that that's one less year with them. That's just a reminder of the clock that's ticking. As happy as you are, they're so happy to be older. And here you are, so upset that it's just one year less with them.
Independent advisors to the FDA are meeting May 12th to decide whether to recommend the agency approve the company's request. The FDA has until the end of May to make a decision about what could be the first gene therapy for muscular dystrophy. Rob Stein, NPR News.